Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Beyond the Supernatural RPG to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Beyond the Supernatural 2nd Edition, the first printing from January 2005. Today we're discussing page 57 of Beyond the Supernatural. We are still discussing the latent psychic, who is a psychic who is tormented and conflicted because of their deep-seated and frankly irrational dislike of the fact that there are demons and monsters are real and everything sucks. Unlike the other well-adjusted character classes in this game, the latent psychic simply rejects this dark status quo, this quote-unquote premise of the world they live in, if you like, and this blocks up their psychic powers irreparably, so they never quite achieve their full potential. Or so we thought. So we were told by this psychic character class, right up until today, when it goes right out the fucking window. Because we're still talking about outlooks. Outlooks, as we've been discussing, are either selected or randomly rolled. You get one per latent psychic, so each character has their own outlook. And an outlook determines what kind of powers you have, what kind of ISP you have to fuel those powers, and just generally speaking, how you feel about psychic stuff. Do you think it's bad and scary? Do you think it's from the devil? Do you think it's a mixed blessing from God? Or, like the casual psychic we discussed yesterday, do you simply not give one fuck about the fact that you're psychic? Is your philosophy of the supernatural best summed up by the word whatevs? All of these possibilities, however dumb, fit the basic premise of the character class, at least, because the idea is you got this big bank of potential psychic energy because you've refused to spend your potential because you're somewhere on the beautiful spectrum of rejecting reality, right? You may fear the paranormal, you may hate the paranormal, you may be in numb denial about the paranormal, but you refuse to embrace it. Then, on this page, all of a sudden, as these outlooks get more and more positive, we arrive at the paranormal enthusiast. On a roll of 84 to 100 on the random outlook table, you get, quote, paranormal enthusiast, embraces psychic abilities. And here's the description straight from the book. Quote, embraces being psychic and is fascinated by the supernatural and the unknown. Takes a very methodical, investigative approach like a scientist or a reporter. Studies the phenomena, keeps a diary, takes notes and photographs, tries to make personal observations and analysis, and compares them to what few books and studies there are on the subject. Ah, you're thinking to yourself, it's subtle, but I know this brand of rejection of reality. This character romanticizes the supernatural. To continue, quote, is realistic about the dangers of the supernatural and tries to be prepared and careful, but he is drawn to the unknown like a moth to a flame and can't resist pursuing and investigating the supernatural. So no, this is not a romantic outlook. In fact, we got that a couple of outlooks ago with the, quote, thrilled with having psionics character, who is, really, it's more of a character concept than an archetype. It's a character who sort of thinks they're a superhero because they have psychic powers and is overconfident and just, like, loves the wonder of this demon-filled world. This is not that. On this page, the paranormal enthusiast, it's somebody who is interested in being psychic, actively develops their psychic powers, has a methodical approach to improving themselves and their world, but is responsible and measured in their approach to the dangers of the paranormal as well. Sober but undaunted is the paranormal enthusiast. Given that this is a world much like our own, and given that in this world of our own, discovering that you can light shit on fire with your mind would be pretty fucking weird, this character is bizarrely well-adjusted to the situation. The premise of this character concept is denial, and for my money, the opposite of denial is informed and measured embrace. And that's what this is. This is informed and measured embrace of the paranormal. And indeed, it pays dividends in psychic power. The more well-adjusted you are about lighting shit on fire with your mind, the more shit you can light on fire with your mind. The paranormal enthusiast gets 1d4 plus 7 ISP, which is not too bad and much less swingy. 4 to 7 ISP is a much better spread than 2 to 8. And you gain 2 per level of experience, because you're applying yourself. I mean, look, I don't want to judge and I don't want to compare, but I think it's safe to say that the other latent psychic outlooks, their mothers are ashamed of them, right? They don't take things seriously, they don't apply themselves, they never reach their full potential. Why couldn't they have been psychic lawyers like their brothers? Now granted, you only get psychic powers from one category, healing, physical, or sensitive, but you get a pretty good number of powers, you gain more quickly, and you get conscious access to 4 of your powers to start, and more at pretty much every other level. You are a competent psychic, not as powerful as some of the other classes in certain ways, but that's understandable given your deep-seated rejection of the paranormal. Wait, I'm sorry, hold on. What I meant to say is, this makes no goddamn sense. The premise of this class is that you've got all this untapped potential because you reject the supernatural. But this character wholeheartedly embraces the supernatural. This character is out there pulling all-nighters, chugging down coffee, getting a double major in demons and clairvoyance, not out of naive enthusiasm, but because they are responsible psychic adults. So what's the disconnect? This is the opposite of what this class is supposed to be. For that reason, this outlook is the dumbest thing on this page, but I kind of want to take it a little deeper. Spoilers, today's the last day we're really going to talk about the latent psychic, and make this a critique of the whole class, which I do like, but here's my issue with it. Generally speaking, I try not to ding something because it is what it is instead of what I'd like it to be. You know, I feel comfortable making an episode about a rule that doesn't work, or writing that is bad, or a setting element that doesn't make sense. I'm generally not going to do an episode where I say, this is the dumbest thing on this page because it's X and I would rather have Y. Like, why does this have to be a horror game? Why couldn't it be a comedy game? Because it's a horror game. In this case, though, the latent psychic has a toe over the line and I feel comfortable stomping it. The premise of the class, and this is a trope of paranormal fiction, is that this is somebody with great psychic potential who has a psychological block or some other kind of impedance in their mind keeping them from unlocking their potential. You get this table of outlooks, and the ones lower down on the table make the character almost useless, almost not psychic at all, because they are severely hampered by their total rejection of what they are and their lack of interest in developing their abilities. Then you've got these characters near the top of the list who really seem like they're at the end of their psychic development, right? I mean, whatever rejection of their psychic abilities they might have gone through in their psychic adolescence, if you're the paranormal enthusiast, or to a lesser extent, the academic, also on this page, this is somebody who likes being psychic, but kind of rejects the supernatural underpinnings of the psychic, and so they're very into lore, like they're into cryptids, they're into parapsychology, and they're sort of always trying to explain their inexplicable abilities. These are characters who have basically healthy and useful ways of coping with the reality of their situation. So whereas the characters lower on the list, on the table of outlooks, are ineffectual, these characters kind of seem like they've graduated out of the class. The underlying problem is, rather than these being poles in an arc you can go on, they're totally static. You roll one when you create the character, and that's just it. If at level one, you hate and fear your psychic powers, you know, they are a filthy curse that you developed at the same time as your dirty pillows, that's just like who you are throughout your life. And if you roll high on the list, you've basically short-circuited the whole story of the latent psychic, as we so often see it in genre fiction, because you've started out all pre-coped and ready to go. What this class really needs, rather than a table of outlooks, is a gradual process of unlocking your psychic powers. You should be going from the types of outlooks that we see early on the list to the types of outlooks we see later on the list in a way that better reflects the source fiction and gives the character room to grow. Now, granted, all these characters get more psychic powers. They get more control over their psychic powers. They get more ISP. But the ones who suck still suck. And the ones who are good later are good right from the beginning. If there's one time that Palladium's favorite move of having first level characters be garbage would be appropriate, it's here. You could have a D&D wizard-like progression where you're garbage at first level, and then as you level up, you get more and more power until you start to outstrip the other characters who are more powerful than you at the beginning of the campaign. That would be appropriate here, and it would be appropriately old school for a Palladium game. In terms of game design, it would be about 20 years behind, which is Palladium standard, but I'd be very happy with that solution, and it would reflect the premise of the class. My ultimate complaint here, that kind of binds together the three outlooks we focused on over these past three episodes, is that all of them represent places that are either untenable or unsatisfying for your character to stay. To pass through, sure, but to stay, it just doesn't quite work. And, you know, granted, you can just do a character arc. You don't necessarily need mechanical support for it. But if through pure storytelling, I want to do an arc away from rejecting the supernatural, that's pretty hard to do when you give me a random table of worldviews for my character, and I roll wholeheartedly embraces the supernatural. Like, I guess my arc is over. How am I supposed to brood over this? How am I supposed to shake my fist and rail against the maturity and reasonableness that keeps me from unlocking my true potential? It simply doesn't work. Anyway, that's about all that I have to say about the latent psychic character class that's interesting. And same thing for the book. The book has nothing else interesting to say about this class either. So join me tomorrow for that on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the top secret Patreon-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that RSS feed and support the show, go to patreon.com/megadumbcast. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. I am Megadumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Beyond the Supernatural, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is Horizon Ending by Soft and Furious, whose work you can find at loyaltyfreakmusic.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.